Good morning and welcome to the Sunday School lesson for today. Today is Sunday, December 27, 2020. On behalf of all of us here at Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 45 Church Street, Peterman, Tunnel Springs, Alabama, 36471, 251-564-2171. The church where everybody is somebody and Christ is the head. Our pastor is Reverend Waylon Oliver. Our First Lady is Sister Joyce Oliver. Our clerk is Miss Lisa Starwell. We have Sunday school every Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. And since the pandemic, we have been having Sunday school via the website, the church website, and posting it on Facebook and being broadcasted from House of Gospel Blog Talk Radio located at 231 6th Avenue here in Beatrice, Alabama. Our worship service is every second, fourth, and fifth Sundays at 11 a.m. And since the COVID-19 plague pandemic has been with us, we have been broadcasting from the church parking lot by Brother Corey, our musician, broadcasting over Facebook. And tomorrow, which is today, it is going to be very cold, and so we will be having virtual church services. Will be inside. Pastor Oliver will be inside, and that will be the broadcast will take place right there. Maybe one or two people on the choir. That's about it. But we will broadcast the services tomorrow at 8:30 a.m. Winter quarter 2020-21. This unit is Unit 1, the big beginning of a call. Lesson number 4, December 27, 2020. Devotional reading comes from John, the first chapter, 19 through 31st verse. The background scripture comes from Matthew, the third chapter. Our print passage comes from Matthew, the third chapter, verses 1 through 12. Our key verse for today's lesson: this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, "The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight." Excuse me. This is he who was spoken of through the prophet Isaiah, a voice of one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his path for him. The large subject for today is get ready. The lesson aim: as a result of experiencing this lesson, the participants should be able to do these things. Recognize the reality of sin and the necessity of repentance. Identify with John the Baptist in his call to prepare the way for Christ. Repent of their sins and bear witness to this repentance through their deeds. All right, you must be baptized, you must confess, preaching to, prepare, repent, and the voice of Jesus. Why this lesson matters. Important projects require thoughtful preparations. What endeavors demands our greatest effort in preparation? John called for people to prepare their hearts for the Messiah coming by repenting of their sins. Let us go to the throne. Our Father and Savior Jesus Christ, the Maker and Creator of all things. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for another opportunity to teach thy word and reach out to thy people. Thank you for our church, Antioch Baptist Church, and all the membership and our pastor and First Lady and all that labor to get the word to our flock, to the flock. Thank you for those that are in prayer services and helping do what we need to continue your church in spite of the pandemic. Be with us and guide us, Jesus, as we prepare for this lesson. Give it your wisdom and strength and knowledge that we may speak your word truthfully. Open the way for us, Jesus, to be thy name. We offer to you our heart and our spirit. Please be within us and guide us so that we may teach thy word. Be with all of our families, Jesus, as we go through the pandemic and being safe. Be with us all, Jesus, through the trials and tribulations. We're being minded in the mind of Brother Richardson coming into our mind. It's disappeared, and we don't know where he is and haven't found him yet. But thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Be with us and guide us, and let us not worry about what's going on in government, but just know that the government is on your shoulder. The Christian government, the Church of Christ. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for the Christmas celebration of your gift to all mankind, your Son, Jesus Christ. A tradition that we celebrate, and we should celebrate, the birth of Jesus as we begin to talk about your coming. From John the Baptist's perspective of preparing the way of us repenting of our sins. These men bless and we ask in our Son Jesus' name. Amen. Let us begin the lesson in focus. As adults, we are intrigued by the promise of good things to come. Regardless of one present predicament, there is always room to hope for an anticipated new possibilities like improved spiritual discipline and healthier diet, a stronger financial position, more meaningful relationships, or professional advancement. Most significant improvements require diligent planning and preparation. Are you planning and making provision for something better? John challenged his listeners to prepare themselves for a right relationship with God through repentance. Many people are often offended are turned off by reference or repentance, sin, and judgment. God still calls deluded believers to prepare their hearts to receive His holy daily presence by repenting and resisting sin. As many of John's hearers resisted his message, many modern believers find similar discomfort in preached messages on sin and any call for repentance. Without preparations, no one is ready to fellowship with the Lord or to be used by Him. Believers must make a focused effort to prepare their hearts and practice they proclaim and process concerning Jesus, and practice what they proclaim and profess concerning Jesus. Rather than pointing people elsewhere, each of us must answer God's call to faithfully prepare the way for others to see Jesus in our lives and witness before them. The lesson in context. The Pharisees preached strict adherence to the laws of Moses. The word Pharisee literally means separated. Jesus' interaction and response to the Pharisees indicate that many of them were more concerned with the outward appearance of righteousness than with the inward devotion to the true holiness before God. Focus on a legistic adherence to the commandments and taking pride in the things they did not do led many Pharisees to neglect the things that God truly prioritized, like showing mercy, living justly, walking humbly with God. You can see this in Michael 6 and 8. Instead of touching lives and doing what pleased God, the Pharisees often busied themselves with memorizations of enormous amounts of traditional material to be passed on as law from generation to generation. The Sadducees were generally wealthier and more politically connected than the Pharisees. They were also typically landowners. Historically, the Pharisees and Sadducees were often as at odds with each other. The Apostle Paul often used their differences to his advantage when defending the cause of Christ. You can see this in Acts 26, chapter verses 6 through 7. Despite their differences, the Pharisees and Sadducees were united against John the Baptist, as they would later be against the person and ministry of Jesus. The Jewish religious leaders sent emissaries to hear John, not because of any genuine interest in his message, but for the purpose of investigating and evaluating the threat his popularity posed to their influence with the people. See John, the first chapter, 19 through 22. John was the first prophetic voice the people had heard in their lifetime. From these days to the prophet Malachi, the nation of Israel had lived through 400 years of silence, 400 years of silence in which there was no distinct, word from the Lord. In the tradition of ancient prophets, John came making a bold call for repentance. Without a prophetic call to repent, the people became more self-satisfied and spiritually smug. Feeling no need for a personal heartfelt repentance, many were satisfied with the mere appearance of righteousness, going through the motions of public prayer, showing up in the right place, giving up to giving to be seen, and quoting scripture by which they refused to live. Does that remind you of anything today? All types of things are going on, but can you see? Can you see? God sees. You may not see, but God sees. All those things are taking place in and out of the church. The question has been asked by many about the COVID pandemic. Why the church doors are closed and why you can't gather in the church. God has a reason. Perhaps this is man-made, perhaps Satan made it, perhaps what it is, but it is a condition in which we live in today in the world. The last verse of Malachi predict the coming of John the Baptist, another great prophet, and Elijah, who would preach repentance in preparation for a coming day of the Lord. See Malachi 4, 5, and 6. John was called from the womb for his role in preparing the way and proclaiming Jesus as the Messiah. He had no earthly mentor or example. John remained bold and focused in his ministry. Many followers were drawn to follow John and were baptized for repentance of sin. While John nurtured the faith of many, he was clear concerning his calling and the scope of his ministry work. A man of noted humility, John never strived to compare or compete with Jesus' ministry. Let's take a look at the insight. As believers, we should humbly acknowledge that we usually fall short of God's holy standards for our lives. The Bible is clear. All miss the mark. See Romans 3 and 23. Rather than harboring a holier-than-thou mindset, we should quickly address the presence of sin in our hearts and freely repent of the things that displease God. You know what those things are. The things that displease God should convict. Let me repeat. The things that displease God should convict our hearts and make us uncomfortable. True disciples of Jesus Christ know that having good intentions of being better than the next guy isn't good enough. God calls every believer to a daily relationship with Him, a relationship that is evident by a commitment to obeying God's word. Christians tend to reject preaching that promise a moral spiritual accountability. But those who truly love God have a deep desire to live according to God's standards. Exploration. Christian baptism is a public sign of a personal commitment to Christ, not merely a meaningless religion ritual, but calls every believer to participate in this very sacred act as a solemn repentance of past behaviors, desire to live for Jesus, helping others to be ready to receive Jesus must always begin with preparing our own hearts to live with honesty, holiness, humility before God. Those who want to share Christ with the world must be sure that there is no blatant contradictions or compromises in them that would turn others away. God has no use for unclean vessels that are not fully committed to serving Him. Profound words on the exploration and insight there. All right, let us begin. Matthew, the third chapter, verses 1 through 4. Matthew, the third chapter, verses 1 through 4. We'll give you time to turn. In those days came John the Baptist, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, "Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." For this is he that was spoken of by the prophets Isaiah, saying, "The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare you the way for the Lord, make his path straight." And the same John, who had his remnants of camel hair and a leather girdle before his loins, and his meat was locusts and wild honey. John the Baptist was the forerunner for Jesus. All four Gospels describe some aspects of John's preparation ministry. Luke goes a step further by explaining the circumstances of John's remarkable birth to barren aged couple, Zechariah and Elizabeth. That's found in Luke, the first chapter, verses 5 through 25 and verse 57 through 80. Luke, the first chapter. John the Baptist, as John was known, ministered near the Jordan River in the northern part of the wilderness of Judea, a barren wasteland extending along the west shores of the Dead Sea. The area is mostly uninhabited, arid, and hot. John's ministry focused on reconciliation and repentance. The word repent means to turn or to change your mind, implied more than a mere change of mind or opinions. As a religious term, change of mind or opinion involves a complete change attitude regarding sin and God, accompanied by a sense of sorrow and appropriate action. That is a change in lifestyle or behavior that testifies or give witness to the professed change of heart and mind. The kingdom of heaven reference is found in Daniel 2:44, verses 13 through 14 and 27. All refers to God's promise of a messianic kingdom and ruled by Jesus. Many missed knowing Jesus as the Messiah because they misunderstood his mission. Jesus did not come to possess an earthly kingdom, but a spiritual one. His kingdom is based on spiritual principles and requires a genuine relationship with God, hence the need for repentance. The phrase used for a at hand is literally translated as has come near or is here. John's message was simple. The wait was over. Believers must prepare to receive the Messiah. Okay, let's go with Matthew, the third chapter, verses 5 through 8. Then went out to him Jerusalem and all Judea and all the regions around about Jordan, and were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sin. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, "O generation of vipers, who has warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance." As we continue here, turning the pages. All right. John's preaching compared the mood of expectancy that gripped the hearts of those who felt frustrated by the oppressions of Roman rule. John's promise of a soon coming Messiah stirred a spirit of excitement in many. The people enthusiastically supportive of John's message and eagerness to confess, repent, and be baptized quickly garnered the attention of the Pharisees and Sadducees. They decided to investigate and see the one who had moved the people so greatly. John was not ministering to the people that so greatly. John was not ministering to the high city of Jerusalem, but according to a prophecy, see Isaiah 40 and 3, in the wilderness was he ministering. The lowly, remote, area near the Jordan River. The baptism of people had signified their acceptance of John's message. Baptism, however, was not new to the people. Jews practiced baptism when making proselyte new converts and for remedial and purifying purposes. While baptism was not new or unfamiliar, it used an application as a sign of personal repentance, a new spin on the old religious traditions. One of the religious leaders challenged. The Pharisees were the most prominent religious figures in ancient Jewish society. They claimed to be guardians of the Mosaic law and adhered strictly to the religion traditions of worship and practice. The Sadducees were a party of political power, religious nationalists who denied the concept of eternal life after death. When they came to investigate John, he called them out, challenging them to show proof of their repentance, changed lives, and holiness. Remember the short, brief message he said? Who? He called them vipers, didn't he? When he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees in verse 7, he came to the baptism, and he said unto them, O generation of vipers, you know what vipers are, right? O generation of snakes, who have warned you to flee from the wrath to come, the coming wrath of God from those who are unjust or those who are sinners. All right. Let's go to the last outline. This would be Matthew the 9th chapter. We're still in the Matthew the 3rd chapter, 9 through 12 verse. All right. A question for you as we go to this portion here. How can we make the holy rites of baptism more meaningful in the lives of Christians? All right, another thought for you. Many Christians do not want to be called out for active actions and attitudes that are displeasing to God. How about that? How many of you have been called out? I have been called out. How about you? All right, let's go to the last outline, the third chapter, verses 9 through 12, and it reads thusly, And think not to say within yourself, We have Abraham as our father, for I say unto you that God is able of those stones to raise up children unto Abraham. Listen, your past generation are gone on, and I want to say something in regards to that. Every tub must sit on its own bottom. You as an individual, only you can be accountable to you making it into heaven. So for as a husband and a wife, those relationships must be in the spirit in which Christ wants a husband and a wife to love each other as Jesus Christ has loved us. All right? And now also, the axe is laid to the root of the tree. Therefore, every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewed down and cast into the fire. Unfruitful situations and going on in the church. Some have said that the reason why the churches have been closed during the pandemic, not necessary for to stop the spread of the virus, the reason why this is going on is that Jesus Christ, God Almighty, wanted us out of the church because too much stuff that is not spiritually was going on in the church. All right, let us continue. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan is in his hand. He will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garden, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. John preached the one religious heritage would not affect them or spare them from divine judgment, specifically being among God's chosen people who claim Abraham as their father would not ensure their sidestepping the fire to come, the judgment of God. The suggestion is that John might have been referring to Isaiah 51:1 and 2 when he mentioned raising children from stones, or perhaps making a direct reference to God's creation of Abraham. John explains that the woodsman, God, the religious, the righteous judge, was arriving, and time for repentance was running out. John further acknowledged that his work would be directly followed by the ministry of the Messiah, whose future work would include the Holy Ghost and fire, a possible reference to either the day of Pentecost or the final judgment of the world. As study analysis of these verses indicate that the baptism of the Holy Ghost deals with Christ saving our believers, wheat, while the fire describes judgment upon the wicked chaff. John, as a prophet of the Lord, could only draw from what the Lord had spoken directly to him, what he had learned from the ancient texts. We have learned some things here. Some assert that John could have been referring to the first and second coming of Christ rather than the working of the Holy Spirit during the period of the church. When we await the return of Christ, the fan in the hand could very well be a reference to a wooden shovel used for tossing again and against the wind. After threshing, the lighter chaff would be blown away, leaving the far more valuable grain to settle in the pile for gathering. God knows how to separate the wheat from the chaff. You and I do not have the ability to separate the wheat from the chaff. We too are sinners. They have a right. Okay, let us go with, what is the church doing to engage and prepare the word for God's final return and judgment? What are you doing personally? That gets down to the rubber meets the road. What are you doing personally? Why do you think people are so resistant to messages that confront sin and call for repentance? Why do you think that is so? Because of the sins of the world and many of us not being prepared to do and follow the will of God. All right. Okay. We want to thank you for listening to the lesson for today. We are really weary tonight in this early morning hours, and we just noticed in our Sunday school lesson, but we thank you. The next week's lesson for Sunday, January 3rd, 2021, is an amazing ministry. Devotional reading is Deuteronomy 8, verses 1 through 11. The background scripture is Luke, the 4th chapter, and the printed text is Luke, the 4th chapter, Luke, the 4th chapter, 14 through the 22nd verse. All right. Okay. We hope that you are ready to proceed and get ready for next week's lesson. Don't forget the home daily readings now. That's for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Those will help you enlighten yourself as you prepare to do the Sunday school lesson for January 1st, 2021. And the subject for that lesson is an amazing ministry. On behalf of all of us here at our House Ebrahim Gospel Blog Talk Radio, we thank you, the pastor, Reverend Oliver, Sister Oliver, our church clerk, and all those at the Antioch Baptist Church. We thank you for tuning in for the Sunday school lesson for December the 27th, 2020. Get ready. The important projects require thoughtful preparation. What endeavors demand our greatest effort and preparation? John called for people to prepare their hearts for the Messiah coming by repenting of their sin. God bless you all, and we will hopefully hear you and see you next week on the Sunday school lesson. Let us go to the throne. Our Father, thank you. We've been a little weary in the lesson today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Be with us and guide us. These are many blessings we ask in our Son Jesus' name. Amen.